Kia ora everybody, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that waiata. This brings us to the beautiful peak of the show tonight, our late night kōrero with Carl Wierepa, incredible fashion designer, first Māori fashion designer in Vogue, very community orientated, doing a lot of really beautiful mahi here in Rotorua with Miss Rotorua, and then there's some extending out plans, which will be exciting to talk about. He's also involved with a few things. One of them is mana wahine and empowerment of women. He's going to talk to us a little bit about that. And then finally, he is off to Rarotonga on a very prestigious trip. So that will close off our night. E hoa, Carl Wierepa, no mai haere mai, how are you?
Kia ora, thank you for having me on the show, Kitty. It's great to be back on our favourite Māori station, and I'm really excited to be here tonight.
Oh, no mai haere mai. So, so busy, such a busy man. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening for you?
Oh, well, there's a lot of things that we have happening, not just, you know, everyone knows I'm based in Rotorua, but not just here in Rotorua, but across the water and across the world. So many things happening in fashion. And the fashion industry, what I'm most known for is, we've got a lot happening next week. I've got a fashion show at Te Waranui in Rarotonga, and then we've got some more work in the international fashion scene in Geneva, Switzerland, with the World Trade Organization, the WTO, in September. And then later on in September, we're returning to London and Paris Fashion Week, where my company is taking over a delegation of 6 Māori fashion designers alongside 12 Māori-made businesses to promote Māori identity, Māori culture, and Māori economics across the world to the luxury markets in Europe. So that's what's happening in the fashion scene. But most importantly, what is happening in the social service scene, which people don't know about so much, is that my charitable trust, the Miss Rotorua Foundation, works closely with the MSD to help provide whānau living in deprivation opportunities to, you know, become and discover their greater self and get into employment after a long term of unemployment. So for the past 2 years, we've been running a program called the Mana Wahine Course at the Miss Rotorua Foundation at 1181 Pukuatua Street. And that program has been designed and curated for Māori women who have been long-term unemployed. So what we do at Miss Rotorua is not just the beauty pageant that we're famous for, but we also run social service programs like the Mana Wahine Course, which is an 8-week program that has a number of diverse activities, including work experience, creative arts, vocational development, and more. And we're really great that we've had so many women come through our courses and have achieved astronomical success. For one example, Kitty, we've had Wahine. She hadn't worked for 41 years and she is now working full-time. We had another Wahine come on our course. She was in her 60s. She hadn't been working for a number of years because she had started raising her grandchildren. And she thought she was unemployable, one, because of her age, two, because she had little education, and three, she hadn't had any recent work experience. She's now working at Airbnb here in Rotorua managing accommodation. And thirdly, we had another great student that was sent to us by MSD as a client, and we sent her back as a full-time staff member. So she's working there now upstairs doing data entry for MSC at the Rotorua Winds office. So we had a great success with that program.
Fantastic. And how wonderful with MSD. I mean, how much more of a statement is that, you know, they're actually employing your people themselves? That's wonderful, yes. Carl. Congratulations.
Exactly. Last year, we had 32 women come onto our program, and out of that 32, 24 of them went into work. So we're really happy about our outcomes, and we really push for a great outcome for our wahine, because we're not only just changing the lives of those individuals, but it has a domino effect across the whole whānau. So when one person in a whānau is living successfully, it's an inspiration. It's a pull to the rest of the whānau to break the barrier, especially for whānau that have been intergenerational beneficiaries. We're now in our fourth generation of beneficiary whānau in New Zealand. So when you get one of the parents working, the children are less likely to go to benefit themselves. And we really want our Māori whānau to thrive in that way, to achieve the greatest opportunities that they can in life and to discover their potential in any way that might be.
Well, it's certainly a motivator for our mothers, you know, to pull themselves together when they really can see the effects it's having for the tamariki. And when I say pull themselves together, it's mean, you know, just find their strength, find their kaha. And so can you share, for any wahine that might be listening tonight that might be in a position of not having had mahi for a while or any challenge that they've got, some whakaaro, some thoughts, you know, that you can give them in this moment to hold on to feed on?
One of the hardest jobs in the world is being a mother. And being a mother is a job within itself. And within that, there are so many transferable skills. Team management, leading the household, budgeting, you know, pastoral care, patience, and, you know, so many things that you can turn into a transferable skill if you've been mothering for a long time. And a lot of women have. And there's a lot of ladies that are out there now that are ready to go into work and they want to, especially after the kids leave home. So if you're listening out there and you think that your life is over, that it's too late for you, or that your time has passed, it never has. It never has. You need to believe in yourself. And sometimes you might need to go study, get more education, or just put yourself out there. And sometimes we have to start at ground level jobs. It might be working at a hotel. It could be working in a retail shop. It could be working at McDonald's. But the minimum wage has gone up in New Zealand. So currently, when it goes up to $23.50, I believe it's going to be, or I think it's something like $23-something. The average income for someone working at a full-time rate on there is $950 a week. Now, that's for 40 hours a week. Now, currently, the MSP is offering people on job seekers $300 a week. So that's a huge jump. And for solo mothers, it's about $600 with $45 per child extra after you have the first child. So working full-time is actually really great. And I know for a fact that here in Aotearoa, cleaners are getting paid $26 an hour and taking home $1,300 a week. So don't put your nose up to those jobs. Do those jobs. Go out there, do the hard yard. Even if you start from the bottom, you can work your way to the top. And, you know, you might still have the kids at home. Do a part-time job. It's not just good for the money, the financial health, but also good for the physical health and your own mental health. Get out there, whānau. Chase your dreams and take it all.
Love it. Love it. Carl, what are some of the things that you're doing with the Pacific now? I know the story and it's really incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yes, well, aside from the social services and the fashion industry, which is very exciting, we have some other exciting projects we have coming up. So recently I've been travelling back and forth from Rarotonga, and in June this year, I'm travelling to Hawaii for the Pacific Arts and Culture Festival, and I'm going with a delegation of Kuinpa Ariki from the Waka of Takitimi Rarotonga, and also the Kingitanga are going over as a delegation as well. So we're all going over as a delegation to discuss climate change issues in the Pacific with Princess Oana of Hawaii, who is the Royal Princess of Hawaii. She inherited the throne from her cousin. But they have a very interesting story, actually. The last queen of Hawaii was Princess Liliuokalani, and she actually had to forfeit her throne and stand down from her royal title because the American government showed up there and they told her that they were going to shoot every single Hawaiian on the island. So she had to abdicate, and she wrote a beautiful song. It's called The Queen's Prayer. If you have it on your records, whānau, please play it today. The Queen's Prayer by Liliuokalani. And she wrote that song, and it was an apology to the people for forfeiting the island. But now, so there's been so many tragic stories about royal families in the Pacific and how they've lost their their titles, their assets, and their whenua. But what we're doing is we're all coming together in Hawaii in June to discuss these issues, and then later on this year, in October, we're bringing all of the Ariki houses, the King of Tonga, the Maliatoa of Samoa, the Prince of Tahiti, the Princess of Hawaii, and Kingitanga and Rarotonga, Fiji, all of them, we're all coming together in October to discuss climate change issues and social issues within the Pacific Islands, so we can create a united stand against what's happening to not just Indigenous people, but to our planet. And we've got a great plan in place where we're going to be working very hard together to create our own voices in the world, and to stand alone as an Indigenous nation and a first and as a Native person. So we're really excited for this, Mahi.
It is exciting, Mahi. One of the wonderful things that I see you do is be really organized, and you know, it must cost a lot of money to get these kinds of things rolling and to keep them going. How do you fund these things? You know, you do a lot of fundraising, you get some grants.
Yes, we work with a number of different organizations to help fund all of these wonderful kaupapa that we're doing, whether it's going to Paris for Fashion Week or going to an Indigenous conference in Hawaii, or even with our Manawahine here in Rotorua. We do a lot of fundraising. We have philanthropic funders that support us. We get support from the government and also a lot of sponsors and endorsements that people like to give me. Last year, I had over 170 companies that endorse the Carl Weedipa brand. And it sounds wonderful and exciting, but actually, it's really hard doing that relationship management. But, you know, I have a great team behind me that really take care of all those things. And as a business person or anyone in business, whether it is from a film actor or producer or someone that owns a supermarket or a fashion label, it's really good if you have a really committed team that believes in the brand, that believes in the vision, and that has the skill set and the attitude to achieve those goals.
Fantastic. I was just going to ask about your team, and it really is a well-oiled machine that you've got. So many fabulous woman too. I see a lot of the wahine that are around you, you've actually developed yourself, and it's wonderful to see them shining. Tell us about some of the, you know, the models that have gone off to do other things overseas. You know, from the beginning, you've had so many success stories. Who are some of your highlights?
Well, first of all, before we talk about the international success of our wahine that have come through our modelling courses and also through Miss Rotorua Beauty Pageant, I do have a very good team, and I do agree on that. And when I have a team, my team is from the ages of 27 right up to the mid-60s. And I like to have a diverse age range of staff working with us because they all bring different mātauranga. One of my staff members, she's in her 60s and she has 16 children. So I'm really glad that I have her on my team because she's able to work with our community and our philanthropic work in a way that no other person would. And then I have younger people on our team that bring in fresh ideas and a new generation and a more modern approach to what we do. So it's great to have a good team. And because of that team, we've had some great success with some of our wahine. One of our girls that was in the Miss Rotorua Beauty Pageant that went on to become Miss Teen New Zealand, recently returned back from Cambodia representing our country, and she got in the top five at the international pageant. But we also had another lady, Koji Sol, who was Miss Rotorua in 2021. She went to Bulgaria last year for the Mrs. Universe pageant, which she was Mrs. Universe New Zealand, and then she went on to represent our country in Europe. And we've had girls go to Washington, D.C., Las Vegas to represent us at beauty pageants, Fiji for model courses, Australia, Thailand. And we've also had women go to London and Paris Fashion Week. So we're really and New York as well. So we're really excited that we've been able to create these international opportunities for wahine that are living here in Rotorua. And these opportunities might not have been otherwise available if they had not come onto our wonderful program.
And thank you. If you've led me straight there, how can people get in touch with you, your team, if they would like to you know, find out about your program, maybe, you know, be involved somehow. What are your contact details?
So really excited. Our programs are, and actually this year starting in June, we're expanding our programs out to Manatāne. So we've got a Manatāne program starting, and that's going to be fantastic, and it's all going to be focused on increasing and celebrating the masculinity of fathers in our whānau and helping them become strong leaders in the home. So it's not just for wahine, but it's also for tāne starting in June. And you can contact us at missrotorua@gmail.com, or you can check us out on social media on Instagram or Facebook, or find us more about us on our website missrotorua.co.nz. Or just give us a good Google and you'll be able to track us down.
A good Google. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Carl Wedepa, fashion designer extraordinaire. We appreciate your time. Have a great night and all the very best.
God bless you, darling. Thank you. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Well, lovely way to finish off. Wow, just like a firecracker, just bursting with success is Carl Wedepa. And all the very best to him as he goes and takes the Māori fashion brand around the world and many people along the way with him, which is a lovely thing to do. And kaitiakitanga in itself, kind of reaching out, you know, branching out and lifting others up. Well, E te whānau, it's been so good to have you all with us tonight. Please come back and join us again next week. If you would like to be on the show tonight, then please drop us a line, or you can call through. Always feel comfortable about calling through 0800 4603 603. And next week, you know, if you have any ideas about what you'd like to talk about, I try and go for, you know, people that haven't always been seen in the media. You know, just some grassroots people like we had on tonight, and people doing innovative things. Again, want to mihi to all of our guests tonight for the inspiration that they bring us and for sharing their stories with us, connecting us to Te Taiao. And it is such a beautiful connection. What have I learnt this week that has really moved me? Probably shifting more into the connection with Ranginui and the energy. You know, tonight I went out and had a run before the show. Just out with Tawhiri Mātea, who is blowing Ranginui, you know, the energy, and beautiful through Quiro Park. Papatuanuku is just beautiful there. Lots of different variety of mud pools and steam. And, oh, it was fabulous. It was wonderful. And I danced with trees. I really did. You know, I had my headphones on, listening to music, just in a really happy space. And I want to finish tonight just encouraging you all to go out and find your, just a safe space for you out in the environment outside. And if you can, take your shoes off. If you can't take your shoes off, at least put your hands, your bare hands, on a tree, on the rocks, on the dirt, and you will, it is grounding for your body's electricity as well, you know, your energy that's going through your body. Everything's magnetic and, you know, affected by electricity. There's, I think it's 7.8 hertz of electricity coming up off Papatuanuku. I have to check those figures and bring them to you first thing next week. But I know that waterfalls release negative ions, and they're very good for your mental health, your clarity, your well-being, even your immunity. So sitting at the bottom of a waterfall is very good for you. You know, there's so many things that I'm exploring, loving to explore. Finding out more and more about what is actually happening out there in the Taiao, and then going out, and then you see it from a different perspective when you know more details of all the intricate connections. You know, I think of mycelium under the base of a forest. Absolutely beautiful. You know, those connections, what those connections are, we can all connect in and then connect to each other. All right, e te whānau. That was kind of like Kitty's last kōrero for the night. Hopefully give you some nice food to think about over the week. And we'll catch you back next week, hopefully, on Kaitiaki Kōrero with Kiri on Te Reo Irirangi o Wātea. Kia pai o koutou pō. Pō Marie.